Fire chief.
All right, this is the Committee on Joint Development and Real Estate, and we have a short agenda. And so if I could entertain a motion for approval of the minutes of March 24th. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, it passes. The first and only action item is approval to purchase property at Landover Garage. Let's have a presentation from either Mr. Bodinger or Mr. Kubicek. Welcome.
Actually, John Thomas will make this presentation.
We're here to talk to you about a proposed purchase of property for a transit police facility and to reprogram some funds for that purchase. Next slide. There's 16 acres of land adjacent to our Landover bus garage. There are four buildings and parking on that property. The asking price is $9 million, and we're proposing that the police would occupy buildings B and C. The next slide is an aerial photograph with some labeling on there to give a perspective of what I just talked to. You can see Landover bus garage is on the upper right-hand side. Our Carmen Turner facility is directly north of it, and the facility is outlined in yellow with the buildings labeled, with B and C, as I mentioned, being where the police would occupy. The next slide, we get a little bit more detail. In 2008, the board created a special operations division within the police department. They did not have a house at the time, so what we did was put some temporary trailers at the Branch Avenue station. As the capital needs inventory was developed, there was a permanent home included in that list, and when it rolled over to the capital improvement program, that permanent home for their facility, for their use, rolled into the CIP as well, and it was approved last June. We were planning to build a building for them at the Branch Avenue site when we learned about this opportunity, the property becoming available. With what's there, we also see an opportunity to move the anti-terrorism team that the police have that are in makeshift space at Carmen Turner. They're literally at the end of a dead-end hallway, which is really not the best place for their team. And also the quartermaster and property room functions that are up on the fifth floor in this building, when they were sized for when the police force was a much smaller force than it is now. So they've outgrown their space upstairs. So they would move into Building C on this site. The next slide. A couple other opportunities that we see right off the bat. The heavy bus overhaul at Carmen Turner facility will displace the parking that we have for buses now for their training program. So with this facility being adjacent to Landover, we would expand the parking at Landover Garage itself and move those buses from behind Carmen Turner over to the garage itself. Our track and structures department would consolidate their operations with their employees and equipment. They have them sort of sprinkled around the region. They'd like to have it in one spot, and we see that opportunity here for Building A. And down the road, the Department of Access Services would like to move into Building D, and that would become one of Mr. Kent's planned transitions from contractor-owned facilities to metro-owned facilities. That's in the future. The next slide. The Special Operations Division, the project, the CIP, has funds that are sufficient for the property purchase. But since if we get approval for this action, we would plan to have closing by the end of June. But the funds that are in the Special Operations Division for both this fiscal year and next fiscal year are insufficient to pay for the property. So we're proposing a reprogramming of the money from the Southern Avenue Bus Garage, which doesn't need its funds that are available this year to make that purchase. And if, as we get to a decision on Southern Avenue, if those funds are needed, we would then do a reprogramming back from CIP 106, the Special Operations Division, back to Southern in the future. And on the last slide is our recommendation that that the board approve the purchase of the property for the transit facility and the proposed reprogramming of the funds.
Thank you very much. Questions? Tom?
I assume that access is going to go into D building. Is that?
Yes, sir.
Given the time frame for the procurement, could someone develop the budget impacts for that transition from the contractor-operated call center, which I assume is what you're talking about moving?
Actually, this is the Building D was in its prior life a bus maintenance garage.
I know.
And so they would move their bus garage, bus garage opportunity. And
in-housing the call center as well?
I don't know if Mr. Kent was planning on that.
If there are budget impacts coming in the planning process, could we put them at least in the pipeline?
Absolutely. Just to respond to that, the purpose, the reason for purchasing the property is to accommodate the police needs and the park opportunities is good. What staff has done is just identified the potential in the future that it could be for Metro Access. No decisions were made on that. We really have to get through the business plan on that and decide where we're going before any actual move would take place. So just letting you know there's an opportunity for that.
Any other questions?
Just a question whether what the community impact would be and what the local jurisdictions feel about this use of the property.
Just as a comment, I did the staff did brief us from a Prince George's County perspective and actually talked with the local transportation folks there. And I know the staff also did homework in terms of engaging with the both from planning and the development standpoint. And in fact, I actually talked to the Public Works Director in Prince George's as well. And there's a support for the project. It fits in from an economic development standpoint. It's an industrial facility now. It's an industrial zone now. It'll continue to be that. Seems to be a smart, opportunistic play for the transit system, and it also is consistent with the planning development and use nature of the sites and facilities within that region right now. So it's very positive, but it's a good question. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Nichols.
Question.
Yes?
I just want to understand the $7.2 million. The staff believes the property can be purchased for that, and then later it says, should the forecast change, they'll be included in future budgets. Is what we are recommending the board authorize today is the purchase of the property without a high end? You're going to have to go out and acquire this property, so it could be that, it may cost quite a bit more than $7.2 million. We don't know that. Is there a high end that is being authorized, or are we authorizing the purchase of the property regardless of the price?
That's not the intent of that language. The forecast, excuse me, was referring to the taking the money from the Southern Avenue bus garage. We believe that that project can afford to give up that money. If the forecast changes for that project and that money needs to be returned, then we would return that from the CIP 106 at a later date. As it relates to the property purchase price, we have an appraisal for $7.2 million. We've let the property owner know that is our maximum that we will go for this, and they have in principle agreed pending our board action.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you. Good question. All right. If there's no other discussion, no other questions, this goes forward as a recommendation to be voted on. I'm not sure it requires a second. Actually, in this committee it does, right? It's the next one. All right, so with that, is there a second?
Yes. Huggins.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Is there any other business before the committee that wants to be brought up by a committee member? There being no further business in front of the committee, this committee is adjourned.